tuned in to Power FM, it's all day.
Bringing you the best news from Lusaka, Otawe, Livingstone, and Copper Belt News Bureau. The Power FM News.
The 2026 independent presidential aspirant, Reverend Dr. Given Kazikamwewa, has called on members of parliament to oppose clauses in the proposed electoral process amendment bill 2026 that aims to limit the participation of independent candidates.
The Zambia backed regional shipping line initiative.
Senior M23 commander told UNIS in DR Congo drone strike.
And 14 stars rescheduled 2026 annual general meeting.
At front end, we'll have news every day. I am Grace Wanji.
And I'm Chikana Sakala.
2026 independent presidential aspirant, Reverend Given Kasita, has strongly called on members of parliament to oppose the proposed electoral process amendment bill 2026, describing certain charges as a threat to democracy. Reverend Dr. Kasita Mwerwa argued that the bill would restrict the participation of independent candidates and criticized the Electoral Commission of Zambia for attempting to amend a law that has not negatively impacted the people of the country. He warned that posterity will judge those seeking to amend the law for personal gain.
I want to speak to all the members of parliament who want to put in posterity in the judgment, because you cannot want to change because there's a woman who has changed any man. Because the woman, any woman without money, says I want to stand independent. The entire government wants to change the constitution to stop the voices. What they're trying to do is to guard the democracy of the nation. We need independent thinkers. We need independent MPs. We need independent presidents. We need independent counselors. But somebody who wants to see to the seat or to the throne, he thinks this is the wrong way. I want to appeal to the Zambians to say, do not allow any president in this country to change a law to suit itself, because this country is for the Zambians.
President Hakainde Hichilema has called on increased joint investment between Zambia and the neighboring Botswana to fully unlock the economic potential of the Kazumbula Bridge. Speaking during the commissioning of the Kazumbula Bridge Authority in Kasane, Botswana, President Hichilema said the bridge should move beyond facilitating transit trade and instead drive production, manufacturing and value addition for the region. He described the bridge as a strategic anchor for boosting trade within Southern African Development Community, adding that infrastructure development must deliver real economic benefits. The president urged the two countries to collaborate in industrialization and job creation while reducing production costs. He also called on public institutions to minimize bureaucratic delays and focus on improving trade efficiency.
Kazumbula Bridge Authority. First is conceived, and then the framework is fine, but how we run it so that it benefits draws value. Of the many border posts we have on the southern side, this is the preferred route. So we expect the board management to take that into account and play the continuous improvement program, investing in this bridge, this asset, so that that premier status it has acquired already can be drawn as well. And you know what we want to remit? Funds. Not what the eyes can see only, not just the intrinsic value, but actually the business economic value, more transactions. From 200 trucks to 400 trucks. Double. Our ambition is to triple, is to get to 1,000 trucks a day. That will translate into more goods passing through here. That will translate into other things such as spending.
Meanwhile, Duma Boko said the commissioning of the Kazumbula Bridge Authority marks a new chapter in strengthening economic operation between two countries. President Boko stressed that the bridge must serve as a platform for accelerated development and transformation. He emphasized the need for adequate financing to support infrastructure, trade systems, and industrial growth. He added that sustained investment in innovation will ensure the bridge becomes a driver of shared prosperity in the region.
May the establishment of this authority and the operations of the Kazumbula pave the way for a stronger, more dynamic and resilient partnership between our two nations. A partnership that delivers meaningful and lasting impact for our people. A partnership that will serve as a template, a model worthy of emulation by others on the African continent that will inspire more of our brothers and sisters on the African continent to open up these channels, not just Lobito Corridor, many more. Bring each other on board, hold each other by the hand, and advance as a compact unit that speaks to the African heritage and our ancestry.
Zambia has reaffirmed the support for the establishment of a regional shipping line and harmonized regional maritime cabotage protocol for Eastern, Southern, and Northern Africa. Speaking in Nairobi, Kenya, during a stakeholders workshop validating the feasibility study for the proposed regional shipping line, Permanent Secretary in the Ministry of Transport and Logistics, Frederick Mwalusaka, said the initiative is necessary for Africa's economic transformation. Mr. Mwalusaka is also chairperson of the Coordination Committee of the Maritime Organization for Eastern, Southern and Northern Africa, said Africa remains one of the least connected regions in global shipping networks, despite maritime transport accounting for over 80% of global trade. He noted that land-linked countries such as Zambia are heavily affected by high logistics costs and supply chains uncertainties due to a reliance on foreign-owned and foreign-flagged carriers. Mr. Mwalusaka said the proposed ESNA, Regional Maritime Cabotage Protocol, provides a legal framework to increase Africa's participation in coastal and regional shipping while taking into account international obligations and the circumstances of the land-linked and island states. He added that improved maritime connectivity is key to the success of transport corridors, dry ports, and industrialization strategies across the region. The workshop held from the 23rd to the 24th of February 2026 in Nairobi brought together member states and stakeholders and reviewed the feasibility study and draft protocol aimed at strengthening regional trade and connectivity. In a separate development, a baby boy reportedly stolen from Kafira General Hospital on February 21st, 2026, was found abandoned in a grassy area yesterday. Police Deputy Public Relations Officer Chiput Kaipisha confirmed that following the child's death report, a dedicated task team was formed to conduct thorough investigation. Approximately 5:40 a.m., Kafira Police Station, via the Chikofu Police Post, received a report from Ms. Faiba Siri, a resident of Chikofu Township, who discovered an abandoned male infant. Ms. Siri promptly picked up the baby and reported the situation to the Chikofu Police Post. In response, police officers quickly secured the child and transported him to Kafira General Hospital for medical attention. The child has since been reunited with his mother. Police expressed gratitude to Ms. Siri for her vigilance and swift action, which played a crucial role in the safe recovery and reunion of the child. In international news, Malawi has announced a fresh investigation into the 2024 plane crash that killed former Vice President Saulos Chilima after drawing force from his family and relatives for a new crowd. Justice Minister Charles Muhango told Parliament the inquiry will re-examine the circumstances surrounding the June 10, 2024 crash.
Still within international news, the military spokesperson for the M23 rebel group, Lieutenant Colonel William Bonner, was killed early Tuesday in a drone strike near Rubaya in North Kivu province, multiple sources have confirmed, dealing with a significant blow to rebel movement amid ongoing ceasefire efforts. We monitor to African news.
The military spokesperson for the M23 rebel group has been killed in the Democratic Republic of Congo. Multiple sources confirm William Goma died around 3 a.m. Tuesday in a drone strike attributed to Congolese army allies near Rubaya, a strategic coal mining hub that produces roughly 15% of the world's supply. Goma has been under European Union sanctions since December 2022 for his role as M23 spokesperson. The killing comes despite ongoing Qatar-mediated ceasefire efforts. Kinshasa and M23 recently signed agreements in Doha to establish a joint monitoring mechanism involving Qatar, the United States and the African Union. Heavy fighting near Rubaya has forced hundreds of families to flee since Sunday. The United Nations peacekeeping mission has deployed an assessment team to Uvira this week to support ceasefire implementation.
More news still to come on Power FM.